Hello and welcome to the T3 podcast, a week's worth of tech in one easy to swallow chunk, being piped down your lug holes this week. We open up the diary to discover it's 60 gigabot Xbox 360 day, no doubt a national holiday on some Caribbean island. And oh, look, there's a full moon tomorrow. Ow! It's the Olympics. It is. Switch on to BBC Two now. We'll have all the gear you need to make it as an Olympian next time round. Google Android looks like it might be making an appearance finally. And T3.com gets its hands on the BlackBerry Bold. Lucky blighters. All that. Plus the boy Richard from AMD will be here to dole out another glorious ATI graphics card to one lucky listener. What else are sponsors good for, eh? But first, how could I forget? He's been grunting loudly through all that. It's my esteemed co-host, Mr. Duncan Bell.
Hello.
Hello.
That's because you said gigabot.
Gigabot.
Did I'm going to be snarking about that one for the rest of the... it is. Listen back to it tomorrow.
Yeah, I will. That'll be great. Right. Now, it is customary at the start of each show to let you blow off a little steam. So what's been the fly in your ointment this week?
People saying, I don't use insert market-leading product here because I find product X, which is somewhat less successful, is far better.
This is. I think this is generally... anti-Apple people?
Yeah, usually. I'm not really an Apple fanboy, but it's pretty clear that the iPod is the best MP3 player you can get. Mm. And the iPhone, for what it's worth, is the best touchscreen-based phone you can get. Although, personally, I'm perfectly happy with a keypad, so it's moot in a way. But when people say, oh, well, the HTC Touch does everything the iPhone does and more, and is better because it isn't made by Apple, it's like, it's absolutely appalling in terms of actually using it, though. Because they've got the worst of both worlds, in that they also haven't got a keypad because although they're nothing like Apple, they want to be like Apple. But then they haven't actually bothered to implement anything into their software.
Any exciting multi-touch.
Or indeed a touchpad that really works when you touch it. And the same is true of Samsung and LG's and everybody else's efforts, as far as I can see.
Okay.
Well, so you're kidding yourself, basically. People who say that, nobody is impressed by your iconoclasm. You're not suddenly Che Guevara, just you're using an iPod, an MP3 player made by Creative or Sony as opposed to by Apple. You're just a contrarian.
Good. Right. Well, we'll put them into your personal room 101. Yes. Now, I can tell you're excited.
I use room 102. Everyone uses room 101. It's rubbish.
Yeah. I can tell you're excited by this next item.
The Olympics.
As they declared... No, we're coming on to that.
Oh, okay.
As they declared Wii Man. But Microsoft... Microsoft has today dropped a 60 gigabot... 60,
you said it again.
Why am I...
You're bot mad.
Anyway, they've dropped 60 gigabyte Xbox 360 for exactly the same price as the old... 20. I'm giving up today.
Have you been drinking?
Yeah, possibly. I like last week. But anyway. Mm. Anyway, surely even you were
impressed. We'll draw a veil over that one.
By this.
Yeah, I almost fell out of my chair when I discovered there's another Xbox coming out. It's exactly the same as the last one, but has a slightly bigger hard drive.
Well, not slightly, but three times bigger.
Three times bigger, but 60 gigs isn't very much in this day and age.
Wow.
And also, what they should do is make it smaller and nicer and not sound like a jet aircraft taking off.
Mm.
Nobody cares about how much capacity it's got. All they want to do is play games on it. Nobody's using it as a media server. You're wasting your time, Microsoft.
You sounded a bit like David Brent there.
Did I?
Yeah.
Fair enough. Well, I don't care what I sounded like. I could do it in any number. I could do it as Jimmy Savile.
No,
but
that's
it's still
okay.
True.
It's all right. Ooh. But there is. I mean, Microsoft is ploughing this sort of. Now that HD DVD is dead, they are ploughing this lonely HD download furrow.
Ugh. But again, the rest of the technology needs to catch up. You're not going to be filling up a hard drive with stuff downloaded from Xbox Live, and you've got to wait 4 hours for it to download.
Okay, the download time is prohibitive. But with a 60 gigabyte hard drive, that's 15 HD films or 60 SD ones.
Ooh, 15. That's enough for anybody, that is.
It's not exactly.
Do you know how many DVDs I've got at home? Or how many DVDs? That's not even me boasting. How many DVDs most people have at home? 15 is a pathetic number of films.
That, to be honest, I probably have about 15 DVDs.
You've got no interest in art or culture.
Yeah, that's probably why.
You probably got an Xbox. Yeah.
But then again...
You have got an Xbox.
I have got an Xbox, yeah. You see, I don't need DVDs. I just download.
Yeah, okay, all right. Fine. Well, you're an Xbox fanboy. So anything you say on this matter...
Hardly.
Has no... You're wearing a Microsoft t-shirt as we speak.
Yes, and, okay. Well, to balance this Microsoft loving, I did have a peek on to see what was available. And the latest HD release is Cloverfield.
Okay, so you can see it in higher definition than it was filmed in.
Yes, given that Cloverfield was is sort of the whole point is it's meant to be sort of Blair Witch style shaky video.
Well, that's good.
So that's in HD. Also, Police Academy is in the top 10, which kind of gives you some idea as to the sort of currentness of the collection.
And also the kind of people who own Xboxes.
Also.
I'm afraid. Mm. Although that man who makes the noises is very funny.
He is good.
And the very tall black guy, he's funny because he's tall and strong.
Yeah. But
I like
despite all that, that's not available in HD, sadly.
No, I don't think that would gain much.
It's not,
in HD.
Not been remastered yet.
You don't really want to see Steve Guttenberg in HD.
Anyway, right. So I can see you're thrilled by that. But it's out today, £199.
Wake me up when you
probably
finished.
Be a bit miffed if you just bought a 20 gig one. But then you should have read T3.com because
I know
we had it back
it's
in
the
July.
Usual thing. There be informed go. Or don't buy an Xbox.
Exactly. Now on to
Jackson in six, Adlington in five. They're starting to catch off. Come on, Great Britain in five and six. Can we get two medals here? It looks like it could be Adlington. It's going to be the gold medalist. Oh my goodness, it is! Great Britain have won a gold in the swimming pool! A stunning swim! First and third! First and third for Great Britain!
Yes, have a bit of that. Rebecca Adlington and Joe Jackson taking gold and bronze in the 400-metre freestyle there.
Joe Jackson?
No.
Who had a big hit with Stepping
not
Out.
Not Joe Jackson.
And is she really going out with him? I'd have thought he'd be too old. And the wrong sex.
This is J-O with no E.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's disappointing.
Just to clarify.
Yeah, no, I love it when Britain does well in the Olympics. It's like a person you've never heard of does well at events you've
and
never
now,
cared
now
about.
Now household name.
Well,
although
for a week.
They did stuff up in the relay. Although that's not their fault because they were excluded from the team. They were being saved for the final.
Yeah, they were being rested, which I thought was a little bit arrogant.
Foolish. Never mind.
So it's good to win a gold. I saw a thing today and there was some guy who'd come... he was doing something to do with gymnastics, and the thing said he came a very creditable 20th. Actually, yeah, 20th. Mm, brilliant.
Excellent. But if you fancy a bit of that and aren't listening to us from a podium in Beijing, we have the solution. The five gadgets you'll need to get training for the next Olympics in London 2012.
Yeah, if it happens.
Have you been poring over this, Duncan?
Yeah, I have, because I am obsessed with physical fitness.
Absolutely.
As anyone who's seen me can testify.
Yes.
Yes, what have we got? So we got the Me Coach.
The Me Coach, yeah, which we featured a while back. A bit like Nike Plus meets Hitler, I think this one.
It's pretty good. It's it's the foam that gets you fit.
Yeah, yeah. It is impressive. My limited experience of this is that it's quite good. I'm not a runner, but if anything was actually going to motivate me, it would probably be this, more so than Nike Plus, I think, which just kind of plays.
Yeah, it
you,
seemed to be
you know,
a cut above Nike Plus.
Yeah,
I thought.
Absolutely. There's a little, there's a woman who bosses you about. And
yeah,
but
seems to do it in a kind of a way that does actually suit what you're doing.
It's sort of
Nike
American
Plus is more,
motivational kind of.
Yeah, the way it motivates you could become a bit wary, I suppose. That's the thing that needs like a choice of voices.
Yes.
You should be motivated by Jimmy Savile.
Or John Cleese
David
or something. the obligatory £100 trainers are on there. These ones sound quite comfy, actually. The Nike Air Shox SC. They've got
I hate Nike trainers.
They do get... Yeah.
Next.
Runners do get a bit sniffy about Nike, don't they?
Sniffy about Nike, yes. I just hate the design of Nike trainers.
Really?
I can't explain it. I'm more of an Adidas man.
Mm.
I think it's like a European-American thing. Or being scarred by visions of Michael J. Fox's sort of
German,
aren't
they,
Jordans.
Adidas?
I believe they're German. Yes. Yeah.
Okay, good. So it all comes together. And of course, if years of hard training and dedication don't suit, then there's always number five on the list, which is Beijing 2008, the game.
But have you actually played that?
Well, I was going to say, I'll give you a little snippet of Beijing 2008, the game. Here's how the thrilling final seconds in a swimming final sound on that.
Personal best. Time. 1 minute, 0.25 second.
Almost identical there. I mean, did we switch those clips? In fact, let me just...
Jackson and six.
Almost impossible to tell the difference.
Yes, except the second one appears to be taking place in a gay disco as opposed to an Olympic swimming pool.
How annoying is that music? That's what you've got to sort of furiously bash your keyboard.
Well, having played it, the music actually is a high point. It's the actual gameplay and graphics
dreadful.
And everything else. Well, the graphics actually are very good, but good. They've captured essentially the spirit of the Olympics, which is to say it's very, very dull. And you'll have forgotten all about it in a week's time.
Hmm. You see, nothing's really ever better.
And probably even that music was being mimed. That music was probably being done by ugly musicians, but being mimed by considerably more attractive musicians.
How do you tell a five-year-old girl she's too ugly to be in the opening ceremony?
I know, it's a bit much. I bet even in the Berlin Olympics of 1936, whatever it was, I bet even Hitler didn't do that. Or Goebbels wasn't going, get rid of this girl, she's not attractive enough. Bring me ein nicer Fräulein.
Yes, I don't think really that athletics games have advanced much since the sort of Daley Thompson one, where you just bashed.
I was a big fan until I'd sort of pretty much unlocked everything and then ceased playing it entirely. Of the Wii one, of course, because that at least you get to wave your entire arms about.
I did think it would come back to that. It does suit the Wii more. Is Beijing 2008 available on the Wii?
Needless to say, it is not.
Oh right, okay. There is actually in the in Beijing 2008. There's a table tennis. Game.
Yeah, well, the Chinese love table tennis.
Yeah, but if you compare it to Rockstar's interpretation of table tennis, which was actually excellent.
Yeah, it was all right.
It's just so pedestrian. It's sort of like...
Yeah, I know. But if you went at the speed that Chinese people play tennis, you'd have no chance.
Yeah, okay. Well, yes, a big thumbs down then for Beijing 2008. Now... It wouldn't be the T3 podcast sponsored by AMD if we didn't have something to give away. Earlier, I had a little chat with our man from AMD about the world of making processors and graphics card. Not all sex, drugs and gigahertz, apparently. Here's how it went down. Right, Richard, you're back again. I suppose I should probably introduce you again. In case people weren't listening last week, you are Richard Huddy from AMD.
I am indeed. Developer relations manager.
Developer relations, which you've been telling me means you work with games developers.
It does, yeah.
I can sense a lot of people are going to be very jealous at this moment.
Well, I reckon I got one of the best jobs in the world. Yeah, I get a chance to play games all day long if I really want to. I actually have to have a kind of a technical dialogue.
There's some serious stuff goes on as well.
There is.
Okay,
there is a little.
Good. And you've brought more stuff to give away.
We're giving away a graphics card with every single one of these podcasts. So yeah, absolutely.
That's what I like to hear. So this is the AMD HD 3850. Trips off the top.
It's
who names these?
My dad, I think.
Okay, but these figures all mean stuff, I assume. But this is worth £90.
Yeah, thereabouts.
So if you've got a PC that's crying out for a bit of a graphics boost,
absolutely.
Okay, all right. Well, we'll hear how you can win that in just a moment. Now that little HD, I'm assuming that means high def.
It does, yeah. It's well tuned for high def playback. It's got support for HD audio and HDMI out. HDMI out, so you can connect it up to your high res.
So I can whack it into my massive big screen telly.
Absolutely, you can.
The business. These are quiet though. These ones.
Well, you can still get quieter if you really want the quietest on the planet. You should probably just be spending £40 or £50 in that case something which is relatively low power. But this one's very good for gaming as well as
So this is a bit of both.
Yeah,
but this has got a fan on it. Then has it? This one.
It has got a fan. Yeah.
So it's not the whisper quiet.
Well, if you really want us to whisper, then maybe I can swap it out for something quieter. But okay. I wanted to chuck some.
So if I'm putting together my my sort of Blu-ray rig that I'm going to have next to the telly, I probably wouldn't use this. I'd probably go for something cheaper. You're saying?
Actually, you'd go for something cheaper. Yeah, this has got a lot of gaming horsepower in it. So if you want to use your PC for gaming as well as Blu-ray playback and so on, then this is a terrific piece.
And this has got a unified video decoder. You're going to have to explain that. Things like that just make my eyes roll as I read them on the box.
It makes my ears bleed as well. Yeah. It's not good news, is it? UVD is that cool thing that plays back. Let's see, Blu-ray and HD DVD, whichever one you've got. Everyone's going for Blu-ray, but it'll play it back. And it'll play it back in a way that doesn't use any significant amount of CPU power, which means that the quality's high. Actually, it's the best you can get. We don't know if
so my processor isn't taking a hit as I play my Blu-ray movie.
And that keeps it relatively quiet. When it comes into gaming, the fan will turn itself on and it'll be a bit higher.
Okay. Yeah. And you were telling me before, actually, and this is just a pet thing of mine. Probably most people don't care about this. But AVC HD, which is the sort of new exciting consumer video format, which we're all meant to be using, and it's meant to be dead friendly. This takes extraordinary amounts of PC horsepower to edit. It's a complete faff.
It's shocking.
Now, you were telling me that this could actually help.
It'll help. It'll certainly help with the playback immediately, and it'll actually help you with recompressing it, so you genuinely can edit. In around 6 months' time, we should be able to put out the software for that, and it'll just use the hardware in a cool way. You don't have to worry about any of the tech details.
It'll just do it.
It'll just do it. Yeah.
That's what I like to hear. Okay, so we've got one of these to give away. This is the HD 3850. All you got to do to win one of these, this is worth £90. Not bad, not to be sniffed at, is just tell us what does UVD stand for. And I'll give you a clue. If you weren't listening about 30 seconds ago, just rewind and you'll probably discover. So just let us know what does UVD stand for and email that in to t3@futurenet.co.uk. It's t3@futurenet.co.uk. Mention the podcast and one of those could be winging their way to you. Richard, thanks very much for coming in. We'll be speaking to you next week, so see you then.
My pleasure, Dan. I look forward to that.
Good stuff. And my customary backhanno on that is, of course, that it's an ATI graphics card made by AMD. Anyway, you know what to do if you want to win one. Do we have last week's winner? Has that been chosen?
No, it hasn't.
Oh, goodness sake. I was going to.
I'll do that directly.
Trumpets heralded and.
Yes, sorry about that. Well, we do have a winner, I expect.
Right.
I'll have to get back to you next week, though.
Put that on your to-do list.
I will.
Honestly. Okay. Now, two exciting phone developments on the way. I speak, of course, of the BlackBerry Bold and the first Google Android phone, both of which could be appearing sooner than we thought. Duncan, either of these on your want list?
Yeah, I suppose so. Definitely want to... well, the Bold should be out very soon because we've had one in the office.
Indeed.
So it's not... that's clearly available.
It is coming out, in fact, on Orange tomorrow.
All right.
That's Saturday the 16th, if you're not listening today.
Yeah.
It'll be work that out.
Was Saturday the 16th, anyway, or will be.
Yes, there we go. It's for free on £45 plus tariffs.
That's all right.
Yeah.
It's a very nice, as BlackBerrys go, it's gorgeous, actually. I assume they must have fired
the design
department.
The screen is quite fantastic.
Yeah, it's beautiful. It's really high res. Mm. I don't think it's quite as big as the iPods, and it's... what do you call it? Landscape rather than portrait.
It isn't quite BlackBerry's answer to the iPhone as it does still.
But it's higher res than the iPhones.
Exactly, in a smaller screen, which just means it oozes resiness.
It looks crisp. Wicked and crisp is the only way to describe it.
It is, in fact, the first BlackBerry I have here to combine 3G GPS and a high res screen.
Yeah, well, fair enough. Mm. I think it's the first one with 3G full stop, isn't it?
Yes, quite possibly.
Yeah. It's very fast HSTPA. It looks really nice. It's got sort of glass front. It's got a full QWERTY. None of your two letters per button nonsense. That's worse than texting.
Oh, dreadful.
Because everybody knows how to text pretty quickly these days.
Yeah.
And that thing of having to relearn basically how to text, who came up with that one?
Just wrong. So, yes, it's got the full QWERTY compliment. T3.com, which has had one of these in for review, as you say, calls it a stunning piece of machinery, digs the new interface, but do be hating the 2-megapixel camera.
Yeah, but I mean, I don't know. I mean, the camera's perfectly adequate. And it's sort of, you know, a lot of people don't really care what the camera's like on their phone.
I know, but I think more people care than don't.
I don't think you mean BlackBerry users necessarily.
Possibly. But I can't imagine there's huge cost savings to be had in putting in a 2-megapixel camera.
There's probably space savings, isn't there?
I doubt it.
Oh, okay. Mm. Anyway, you always have to rain on everybody's parade day. It's so relentlessly negative.
No, I'm looking forward to it. I do like it.
I think people who like BlackBerrys will absolutely lap it up.
I think they will, definitely.
I think also people who have thought, BlackBerry, nice idea, but seems to be exclusively used by people who have no discernible life, and they're kind of ugly looking. This one is going to wow them, I think.
Excellent. And
just made a funny noise.
My clip machine also likes it, evidently. There we go. Really likes it. And then there is Android, which is Google's mobile operating system. Looks like it'll be appearing in the States in just over 1 month's time on a T-Mobile handset.
Ooh. I was with you up until the point where you said on a T-Mobile handset.
Well, when I say T-Mobile, it's an HTC rebadge job.
Okay. Is it going to be like a side?
Although, didn't you just have a bit of a rant against HTC and their kind?
Yeah. But then I suppose the big problem with HTC phones has tended to be the interface and the software. Mm. So I suppose if they're getting Google
exactly.
to do it.
Exactly. Yep. Then, HTC phones, they do look quite sexy. The Touch Pro.
Do they, though?
Yes. No. You're wrinkling your nose in disgust.
Yeah, sorry.
Oh, well.
People who work in middle management and drive, you know, Ford Focuses or whatever probably find them quite sexy.
Right.
People who actually have sex find them somewhat less sexy.
It'll be out on the 17th of September in the States, only for a week and only to T-Mobile customers.
For a week?
Yeah, it's a kind of, it's sort of a pre... release preview sneak.
Oh, that's an interesting idea. Like a preview screening of a
exactly.
film.
I guess they'll have limited stock. So rather than, you know, go for the.
Yeah, that's quite clever. Like rather than saying, we've ballsed up and you can't have one. Yeah. It's like, no, sorry, it was only ever available for a week.
Yeah, so it's available for a week to T-Mobile customers and that's that. And since we're neither in the US or T-Mobile customers, I don't think we'll be getting one. But hopefully it will be here soon.
Well, I don't know, because it might be like the iPhone. We have to wait a good 6 months. The first iPhone, we have to wait a good 6 months or so. But, looking forward to that one.
Okay, good.
Like Google Things.
Excellent. Yes, should be good. Well, that is about all the inspiration we can muster for 1 week, I think. Just time, Duncan, to squeeze out your quick-fire reactions to this week's last words, starting with the Revo Pico, I guess this is, the P-I-C-O, which is a tiny dab...
Give me a clue.
...tiny dab and internet radio.
Oh, that's pretty good. Although I think DAB is a bit... I think everybody's saying, ooh, DAB, not so great. Mm. But the fact that it's a Wi-Fi radio or an internet radio as well. Yeah, yeah. Go. That's a nice thing.
Future-proofed. Swimming man, Ney Machine, Michael Phelps.
Who is he? Some sort of sportsman.
Oh.
He's the one who's won loads of golds, yes. Is he? Yeah, he's very muscular. Well, I suppose you would be, wouldn't you?
Yes, and quite
got nothing to say about him beyond that, really.
Oh, well, Sega Mega Drive handheld. 20 games in one compact little handheld.
Yes. One's initial thought is like, oh, that is absolutely fantastic. And then you play with it and you're like, how did I ever like any of these games? Absolutely atrocious.
Yeah, SNES was much
but
better.
But it's a brilliant thing. You can plug it into your TV as well, so it's not just handheld.
Excellent. And the BMX A to B electric bike.
I can have an electric BMX.
Quite. Okay, well, our Olympatron event picker suggests you try curling up in the ball and giving up. Oh.
Hey! There we go. It's the way you tell them.
That is, thankfully, all we have time for. Check out t3.com for all the latest and to vote in the T3 Awards. Till next week, I've been Dan Maudsley, and you've been listening to the T3 Podcast.